Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Could we have roll call, please?
Councilor Dunham?
Here.
Councilor Jordan?
Here.
Councilor Horning?
Present.
Councilor Wood?
He sent me an email, said he probably wasn't going to be able to make it.
Supervisor Phillips?
Present. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, first and foremost, if you read the agenda, and I apologize for it being so late, I just didn't have time to get this out earlier. We apparently at the last meeting approved a public hearing for the zoning law, but according to Matt Johnson, it was a little bit too fast based on what has to be done. So I need a motion to cancel that public hearing for the zoning law set on October 15th and until further notice.
I'll move.
I need a second. Okay, roll call vote. John did? Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Dunham?
Aye.
Councilor Jordan?
Aye.
Councilor Horning?
Aye.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes, aye. Thank you. Okay. Thanks, guys. We'll work on it, and then when we get all those other steps done, then it'll come back to us, and we'll set a date only at a later time.
Could I add something, Marianne? Could I add something, Marianne?
Go ahead.
I was in touch with Matt, and I made the suggestion, and I wanted to throw it out to you as well, that I think Matt would be willing to meet with you again to talk about the revised set of recommendations. So we'd make sure that everybody was understanding how Matt revised them, and everybody was comfortable with it before you circulated it further, like to the county or adjacent towns. Because Kelly and I were talking about that earlier, and it's really kind of a waste of time to send something like that out to the county and your adjacent municipalities and go through all the work of that if you're not quite comfortable with it, that it's a finished product that you want to go with. I mean, you could have the hearing, and if you're okay with it and no changes were necessary, then you'd be fine. But it's probably better and safer if you've all had the chance to talk to Matt about it and made sure that you're all on the same page and comfortable with bringing it to the public. So I just wanted to throw that out as a suggestion. I'm sure Matt would be willing to meet with you again anytime at your convenience. And I know this is a busy time of year for you, so you know we'd work around what your every schedule was on that. But I just wanted to throw that out as an idea.
Okay, well, I did send an email to him and Bob Gannett. God, I think I did. Because Bob's got to review it as well and make a recommendation to us. So which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Does Bob review it and tell us yes or no? Do we review it and then give it back to Bob?
Well, again, it might be a little bit early to run it by Bob if you're not sure it's in final form. I think I'd run it by Bob when it's closer to final form, and then he can give it the once over to make sure it's in fine legal shape from his perspective. But there are a lot of things in there that aren't really legal matters so much as they are policy issues that the town and the town board needs to make the decision on how they want the town to go. So,
okay.
So you might want to run it by the town attorney after the town board has had at least one more chance to take a look at Matt's suggested revisions and see if they correspond with what the board wished to do.
Okay, I think we put the shoe on the other foot. I think you sent it to Bob already, but board, do you want me to invite Matt back at our next board meeting? Is that too far out? You want it?
I think whenever you're ready. That's up to you and the board.
Well, that's what I'm asking the board.
Okay. Yeah, invite him back.
To the meeting, or do you want it before? Because the meeting is October 15th.
Yeah, we had a special meeting before for that because that meeting took quite a while to go through all the document. And there are, it isn't quite as big a challenge this time because we're looking at revisions rather than taking in the whole text of what is being proposed for change. But it still could take maybe longer than you might want to take at a regular town board meeting.
I know, but we've got workshops every Thursday for the budget from now to Christmas.
I know.
Guys, what do you think? The other guys?
I don't think it should be done at a town board meeting.
Yeah.
John?
They're already going to fit them in.
It's gonna be tough because now it's budget.
I know. You want to have a workshop for that? I mean, we don't have to have a meeting. We can do it again at a workshop with him. We didn't get to do it there in July, but we can try to set up a workshop, but it won't be the night of our budget stuff. It's going to take too long.
A workshop or not, whatever.
Okay, so workshop. So when do you want it? Because every Thursday from now to the second Thursday in November, we've got booked for budget. It's going to have to be a different night, providing the building is available. Anybody?
Just to throw out a thought, you've got the moratorium now in place now on solar, so that takes some of the pressure off time. I mean, you could actually wait until after the budget process if you wanted to wait that long. Because you got a full month ahead of you with all your budget meetings.
Well, I don't think it's that critical to have to do it immediately.
Yeah, it's better, since you've got the moratorium in place, it's better not to rush. No?
Right. I would do it after budget. We got time.
Okay, we may not need the two budget meetings in November.
In November.
We may not need the four in October, or however many we got. If we get stuff done ahead and we can skip one, do you want to try to have that workshop with him if we skip one?
Sure.
All right. We'll have to play that by ear then. If not, if we don't skip them, then we're going to have to do it in November. Everybody's okay with that?
Okay with me.
Guys?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, so we'll play it by ear. We'll either wait till after the second week in November, or if we can get it in before on a Thursday, we will. I'll let you know when we get working on budget. Okay, bookkeeper position, the main reason why this was called. Paul and I are working on the budget, trying to get that put together. Since I no longer have a bookkeeper, he's been working with me on it. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. We're not done, but we'll get there. And we will have the tentative budget to you, to the town clerk, no later than the 30th, and we'll be working on that next Thursday as well as hearing from people. I wanted to share with you the letter that I received from the bookkeeper and go over this. She wrote this on the 18th of September. On Thursday, the 17th, 2020, the town of Parrish held their monthly board meeting. During this meeting, the town board decided to voted to no longer have the town bookkeeper / payroll clerk position within the municipality, which was my position. The board decided to replace this position with a town comptroller who would assume those responsibilities that the bookkeeper payroll clerk held. The board stated that they feel it necessary to obtain someone in this new position that is a certified public accountant, someone who therefore holds more experience than myself, and someone who is more available to attend the monthly board meetings to give clarification of the town's financial status. I was not made aware beforehand that there were any issues with my performance, nor was I made aware that before this meeting that my position was being replaced. With all of these points made, I have cleaned out my desk as my position has been withdrawn and replaced. I would like you to know I worked very hard to better the financial position of the town of Parrish. When I started on April 1st, 2019, I inherited a mess of financial records and was given the task to complete the 2018 AUD for the state comptroller's office, as well as the task of getting the books up to date for 2019. I researched ways to help the town better their financial status and explained these to the board. I brought payroll in-house. I filed the town's 2019 AUD on time for the first time in a long time. I helped with a huge records retention project that hadn't been done in quite some time. I helped revamp the 2020 budget so that it correctly utilized the DA and DB funds, as well as making sure it did not overstate revenues like the prior budget. I get payroll done every pay period with no issues. I reconcile all of our accounts every month and get the board their monthly reports on time every month, as well as all the department heads their monthly reports. I was more than happy to discuss any question, issue, concern that anyone had regarding the town's financial status. In a recent letter to the town of Parrish from the state comptroller's office, the town has significantly risen out of its fiscal stress course of prior years, and I guarantee it will be even better in 2020. I have attended every training session that was offered to me. I attended accounting school with the comptroller's office and have watched just about every webinar offered to me as well. As far as attending board meeting goes, when I was interviewed for this position, one of the first questions I asked was whether or not attending board meetings was a requirement, as my home situation wouldn't allow for it. I was informed I did not have to attend board meetings. However, I have attended several board meetings and all of the budget meetings. I do not know what more I could have done to fulfill the requirements of my position. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity of this position, and I wish the town and yourself the best. She addressed this to me. And that's from Sam. I wrote one, and I want to go over, because you guys don't know, but you're going to know tonight what it is she's done.
Just a minute, Marianne. This is George Horning talking. I abstained from that vote from these other board members that wanted to get rid of the bookkeeper, because I was elected for this position as a town councilman to be a steward of the taxpayers' money and the steward's rights. So I don't think that it was fair, without a little consultation on this, to correct us from getting rid of our person we had doing the book for Marianne. And so I abstained from it because I knew it was going to open up a can of worms, and I knew it was not, she was not, it was not justified to get rid of her for this. And I want to apologize to all the taxpayers in the town of Perry that I've been on this board all total, I think it'd be about 16 years. I got off for 4 years. I got back on for 8 more years. And hopefully if I live long enough, I'll get on again if the people want me. But I just want to let the people know that I was on their side, because I know the taxpayers are what makes the town and parish possible. And if we don't have the tax base, then we're not going to have a town and parish. Thank you.
And then I wrote one because I want you guys to know exactly what she did, because you don't know. Sam has a 4-year accounting degree from college. She could have taken the test for CPA, but doesn't want that position. She never did. Prior to coming to work for us, Sam was the bookkeeper for the town of Minetto. She has lots of town experience. She handled all their accounting department work, including vouchers and payroll. Since being hired by me in April of 2019, she has, and I'm going to list these, corrected as much as possible the AUD information for 2018, working with the Office of State Comptrollers, trying to clarify things. Due to an elected official's coding of vouchers inappropriately between the years of 2012 through 2018, there were huge deficits across all funds. Sam worked with OSC and asked how to handle getting the numbers off the books. Plus, she explained it to the board and asked permission from the town board to write off those amounts so that they are not carried forward every year. We all agreed with it, as it is a paper adjustment only. No money was involved. So she did that. She straightened out the accounting codes, working with me, the highway superintendent, and Paul Baxter per communications with the Office of State Comptrollers. She brought payroll in-house to help save the town money. She did the 2019, that's the one we just finished filing, AUD, and filed it within the correct time frame, not asking for any extension, as we have every year in the past. This is the first time in many years that it was filed correctly and on time. She does the payroll correctly, biweekly and monthly, along with the direct deposit transfers for the town. She does the accounting for bills to be paid out of the correct account codes every month, regardless of the account codes given to us by the town clerk. We correct them for the books before paying the bills. Once vouchers are approved at our monthly meetings, she cuts the checks to be mailed out as soon as we receive the certified audited abstract signed by the town clerk. She then transfers money from our savings accounts to our checking accounts to cover those bills. We move only the dollar amounts that we need to pay those bills and payroll. The balance of the money is left in our savings accounts to draw as much interest as possible. She does the bank reconciliations for all accounts for the town, the general and highway savings, the general and highway checking, trust and agency, and the capital project accounts. They must balance and be closed before we can do my town supervisor monthly report that I give to you. She creates copies of all payrolls for the board, giving names and dollars paid out every pay period. These reports are new and are included in my supervisor's monthly report. She creates the town supervisor's monthly report along with copies of all accounts this town has, showing starting balance, how much has been spent, and the present balances. Every account that we have is listed in my monthly report. She creates all copies of all of our revenue accounts, again, showing the starting balances, what has been spent or received as revenue, and the balances every month. Any questions you have regarding the money is answered every month in the supervisor's monthly report packet, but you don't understand it, know how to read it, have never asked for it to be explained, yet you won't go to trainings to learn your jobs. She created binders holding all of these monthly reports in case anyone, and this is public or you guys, doesn't matter who, has a question regarding what we do every month in the accounting department. We've invited you to stop in or let us know when you can stop in to review and get your answers to your questions. We'll show you how to read those reports. No one has taken advantage of that. On September 21st, this past Monday, and you don't have this yet, but I'll put it in your mailboxes tomorrow when I go back to the office. On September 21st, 2020, I received an email from the Office of State Comptrollers with the ratings for the town of Parrish, and it shows as follows. Now, you know, since I came on in 2018, we've been in significant fiscal stress. That's where we've been. 2017, it was a 70.0, significant fiscal stress. 2018, it went down 3.3 points, and I thought that was great. 66.7, again, significant fiscal stress. 2019, this is the year she came with what she did, we're down to 13.3, no designation. We're down 53.4 points because of what Sam has done to help us better the financial situation of this town. She worked long and hard with the OSC, both in Syracuse and Albany, to get our town in better financial condition. And because of her dedication to our town, the fiscal stress number dropped, as I said, 53.4 points to 13.3, no designation. I didn't even know that was going to ever be possible for the town of Parrish, but she did it for us. When first elected in 2018, I was visited by OSC and told that our town's financial condition had been deteriorating since 2012, and we needed to get things in order. With Sam's help, because she knew what to do, who to talk to, and if needed, ask for help. She did it for our town in a year and a half. Now we are finally back on our feet so we can move forward. So why are you three counselors looking to have a town comptroller, a position the town of Parrish does not qualify for, nor can we afford one, when Sam has accomplished so much in just a year and a half? What has she done to cause the board to question her abilities? Things are getting done on time and correctly, or our ratings would not reflect 53.4 points dropped by the Office of State Comptrollers. Three counselors need to rethink your decisions that take place outside of our public meetings and ask themselves why they think we need a town comptroller. Why do they vote on things not listed on the agenda before they get all the information that needs to be considered in order to make an informed decision? I asked you to delay it. I've asked you every time you do this to delay it until we get all information. But no, you have to move forward and do what you want to do because you're three. Because three of you is a majority of the board, and they apparently do anything they want or are told to do. As a town supervisor for the town of Parrish, I am asking for the community's help to require those three counselors to apologize to Sam for showing what looks and sounds like distrust and doubt in her abilities as a bookkeeper and payroll clerk, and ask her to return to this position. Office of State Comptrollers is certainly pleased with her with where Parrish now stands, where those numbers would still be high and labeled significant fiscal stress. I certainly am thankful for her and all she's done to help me as well as the town, and she has given, and all the help that she has given all of us. For the community, the phone numbers of the counselors and or some emails are listed on our town website. Or you can mail them a letter, P.O. Box 66 in Parrish, New York. Maybe if you, the community, ask this for this move to be retracted, and expect STAMP to return to us, maybe they will listen and do what's right. That's my speech. I read you her letter. I don't know how you guys feel. I haven't talked to you since you made the decision. I've sent you a couple of emails, but in 2019, April, I fixed what was wrong with the town of Parrish, and Sam's done one hell of a job getting us to where we are. You guys just broke up. She left because of what you said. She listened to the tape that Paul puts on about our meetings, and she listened to it, and she left. We're back to square one. I did what I needed to do. Now I'm putting it in your hands. The three of you make a decision on how you want to handle it. That's what this meeting was mainly about, the bookkeeper's position and what God only knows why it happened. Oh, wait, I take that back. You guys know why it happened. I don't. I will get a copy of this letter from the state comptrollers that shows those rates down here in your mailboxes tomorrow when I go back to the office, because, again, I just got it Monday. I almost fell over when I saw what the number was. I can't believe it. I mean, I believe it, but I cannot believe that we're down that low in 1 year. What she did amazed me, and it should have amazed you guys, but I don't know that it did. Okay, we have a workshop next Thursday for the budget. I'll give the town clerk the tentative budget by Wednesday. We'll do that, as well as hopefully some of the people that need to or want to come and talk to us from the department heads will be meeting with us. I believe we start next Thursday at 6:30. And I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Marianna, one thing I want to say, we never said she had to resign ASAP. That was her decision. We're going to look into it, and we asked to advertise it so we get prices to see what prices would come in at. That was her decision to resign. She could at least gave it 2 weeks' notice, or she could have came and set up a meeting with the board and talked to the board about it. She's the one that resigned right off the bat.
Doug? I think that was Doug. Was that Doug?
Yep.
Okay. Several things, Doug. With what you guys said in that tape, you've ruined her reputation as a bookkeeper, and that's the way she's taken it. There probably isn't anybody in this county or anywhere else that would try to hire whoever the bookkeeper was for the town of Parrish based on your comments. You said you were going to do away with the position and look at a town comptroller. What do you think that makes her do and feel? You know what it makes her do and feel. She resigned because she felt like you guys were just waiting to get rid of her, regardless of her ability, regardless of what she's done for this town, because basically you guys don't care. You don't care about anybody's feelings. You don't care about what you do. You don't wait for all the information to come forward so you can find out if we should or could. I don't disagree that we shouldn't have gotten information. I agree with you. We should have information, but you don't make a damn decision without it, and the three of you did. So that put her in the position that she felt she had nowhere to go. She talked to our board last November before Gary came on, because Gary was in the audience talking about her inability or her lack of qualifications. And she told you then and him and everybody that was at that meeting what her qualifications were. She didn't feel she had to do it again this year. You guys heard it and you knew it. She's got a 4-year accounting degree. Any of you got an accounting degree? Because I certainly don't. I got a bookkeeping degree, but not accounting. So you put her in that position. It's your place to fix it. I'm not doing it. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
You're looking for a motion to advertise for another bookkeeper?
I'll second it.
And I'm done with this meeting. Thanks, Paul, for putting it together for us.